Great to have you with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Hi, Larry Mueller here. You know, travel can be a lot of fun, and going by air, I really enjoy that because you get to your destination a whole lot faster than when you're driving. Especially if you're traveling, though, with an unhappy child, it can feel like years instead of hours en route. And again, thank you for joining us on the Ideas Net as we visit with Rick Seney. Rick is the founder and CEO of FareCompare.com, comes by about once a month to help us navigate the world of airfares, keeps us informed of travels and trends that he sees in the industry. Rick, always great to have you with us. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks, Larry. It's always fun to be on.
Well, it's great to have you with us. And I want to give our listeners a chance to join in. If you have a question about travel, give us a call at 800-642-1234. I'd love to hear from you. Rick, you have a useful article on FareCompare.com on travel with kids, everything you need to know. And let's talk about kids that are traveling along with parents.
Sure. This is one of my favorite topics because my daughter, who's now 14, has several hundred thousand air miles, been to Europe 6 or 7 times, to Asia a couple different times. So I've gone through almost everything you can go through with traveling with kids. So, you know, it starts off sort of well before the trip. I mean, you know, kids that travel in parents' laps actually can travel free. That's up to 2 years of age. Although we never did that, and all the security and safety experts say that, the safety experts say that you should actually have a car seat and buy a seat for any child. So, and bring the car seat with you along with that. I see parents all the time lugging in these seats into the plane. And really, for me, that's what you should do. Very rarely do I see nowadays that you have a mother with an infant in their lap. So, and in many cases on international tickets, if you're flying internationally, you still get a discount for kids under 12 years of age.
So that's a pretty good thing to do. That's what we did. We had our chair for Emily, and that worked out pretty well during the flight. You know, there are a lot of things you can do during the flight to kind of keep those little ones busy.
As a parent, the number one trick is to buy the people around you a drink. So that sort of primes the pump. If you know, and especially smaller kids, they really have trouble with their ears during the flight because of the pressurized cabin. Depending on how old they are, you can sort of rub their gums. If they're really young, you can bring a sort of gum. You can have them, you know, chew in chewing motions. I don't know how many different times I've looked. I'm glad there wasn't video of what was going on. We're trying to keep the kids from screaming. But, you know, so that sort of helps. And you let people know around, hey, you're going to do your best to make sure it's good with everybody around you. And you know, with little kids, as they get a little bit older, then they start to want to wander around.
Yeah.
So not having them on the aisle is a good idea.
Yeah.
Especially on longer trips where you might nod off a little bit. Having them sort of where they have to crawl over you and wake you up is a good idea as well.
And then after the plane lands...
Yeah, you know, I mean, when kids actually land, you're going to be at an airport. Maybe it's at a connecting flight or something like that. Just know that, you know, your next flight may be delayed. In fact, 1 in 6 flights are delayed in the United States. So it's likely to happen. Electronics, bribery with any kind of food that they like that you don't usually give them is perfectly fine when you're flying.
And once in a while, actually, some kids do travel on their own. And, you know... Not all airlines allow that, do they? Or do they all allow
it? Yeah, almost all airlines have the ability to have unaccompanied minor. There's certain age restrictions on what that means. For example, you can't buy a ticket for your kids unless somebody over 16 years of age is on that ticket on an airline website. But if you do an unaccompanied minor, you have to buy a special ticket. You have to go through the airline's website. They do allow you to do that. Certain ages, every airline's different. But clearly, they're not going to allow infants. You have to be... you know, at an age where you can actually know and speak and tell somebody where you're at. And by the way, when you do get off those planes with kids, the one thing that you have to do is check for their electronics, any items they may have lost along the way.
Sure.
I don't know how many times I've seen parents running back to the plane saying, my son's lost his phone or my daughter's lost their phone or whatever they have, their iPad or whatnot.
And the kids are, you know, they're pretty well taken care of in transit.
Yeah, no. Basically, they're assigned to a flight attendant. The flight attendant usually has a seat up in the front. They actually, when you do have a kid like that, it's good to actually pin something on their shirt. You know, I'm going to Las Vegas, or you know, I'm heading there. We saw a couple incidences with unaccompanied kids actually ending up in the wrong spot. Now they ended up back at home, but that's a little bit disconcerting. When you have kids like that you're going to do unaccompanied, you could actually go to the airport early and get a pass and take them all the way to the gate, even though you're not flying. And on the other end, whoever's picking them up can do the same thing. So get there a little early and get a pass to go through security, and then you could meet the kid right as they come off the plane.
And probably is a prep time beforehand with the child?
Yeah, the number one thing that happens that scares kids is going through security, especially the body scanner. So if you're under 12 years of age, you do not have to go through the body scanner. You can go through the metal detector and just tell them, my kid's under 12 years of age, they're going to go through the metal detector. And by the way, that's a luxury too, because if you're the mom or the dad, you get to go through the metal detector as well.
Talking with Rick Cini, CEO of FairCompare.com. Great to have him with us today, and looking forward to your questions or comments. I know Carol in Madison has something for us, Rick, so let's go to Carol. Hi, thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad we were able to connect.
Yes, what's on your mind?
Well, I have a group that I'll be traveling with, and we're leaving August 29th from Rapid City, South Dakota. I'm in Madison. But we will be returning, the group will be returning to Denver, Colorado. So I need to make a ticket to Rapid City and a return from Denver, and I'm not quite sure how to go about it and get the best price.
So how big is the group, Carol?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe 40?
Okay, yeah. So basically,
everybody will be coming from a different direction, though.
Oh. So they're all coming from different spots, but you're all going to end up in Denver. Is that how it's going to end up?
We're going to start off in Rapid City and end up in Denver.
So if they buy their tickets individually, you can certainly buy them online. If you want to get some discount prices with a group of 40, you may be able to do that. The airline has what's called a group desk. You can call the group desk at the airline. That's for any reservation that's over 6 people. On some airlines, sometimes it's over 8 people. So for 40, clearly you'd have to organize out how that's going to get paid for. But if they're doing it individually, I'm looking at tickets out of Rapid City to Denver for that August time.
No, it's Madison to Rapid City.
Oh, Madison to Rapid City. And then you guys are going to end up in Denver.
And return from there, yeah.
Okay. So basically you're doing what's called a multi-city trip.
Right.
All right, so that's a little more complicated. It's hard to find on websites. We don't specialize on that on our website, but you can go to any website and do those tickets where you do multi-city. Basically, the way it works is you'll pay half the round-trip price for your one city and then another half the other way. So if you look at the prices right now for that August time frame, they're in the low $400 range. That's a little bit high right now, especially is it the end of August or early August?
August 29th. And then returning.
Perfect. Yeah, so
15th.
On August 20th, the prices are going to start dropping by about 20 to 25%. That's for travel on August 20th. So you need to be start shopping here in about the end of May, early June time frame, and that price is going to drop down from about $400 to about $330 round trip, and that's when you want to buy.
There you go. Good luck. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. Talking today with Rick Cini, CEO of FairCompare.com, taking a look at great travel options with him, and certainly looking forward to what you have to say and your questions or comments for Rick. Love to hear from you. And I always love to hear from Joy Cardine. And I look to my right, and what do I see? Joy Cardine.
She is.
She is here.
It's good to be here.
I knew she was going to be here because she said she wanted to come and talk with me to tell you about Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Membership Drive. We rely on you to keep programs like this one going strong. Your gift right now, any amount makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And Joy, how are we doing?
We're doing well. And Larry, I am happy to be the bearer of good news because right now we have a dollar-for-dollar match in effect up to $5,700. This generous match is from current members, including Mount Street Yoga, the Terry and Vern Hallubeck Family Foundation, and 9X Leadership Circle members, Sharon and Bob in Middleton. And what this means is they will match every dollar you give right now. They will double your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. So this is a great time to pledge and double the impact of that pledge.
Absolutely. You know, from 11 to 12:30 every weekday, we kind of take a break from the news and from politics. We focus on advice topics. We talk about the outdoors, interesting things going on at the university and the state. We take health and finance issues. And today, of course, we one of our very popular guests, Rick Seeney, CEO and co-founder of FairCompare.com, a very popular guest.
Very popular and very helpful in that. Yes. Think of all the money that you can save on travel by listening to this program. So there is also a not-so-secret ingredient to the winning recipe here on the Larry Mueller Show, and that is listener support, your support. Think of all the value you've received from this program. You make it possible when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And, you know, this membership drive, you can choose the new I Love WPR magnets as your thank you gift for your pledge of $60 or more. That's $5 a month. Your pledge supports the programs. And you will love the magnets.
I have one of these magnets on the back of my car, Larry. I have there's a large one and there's a small one. And you can also stick them on the back of your car or wherever they'll stick. Pledge now. Show your love for WPR at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and ask for your new WPR magnets.
I listen because the information that they give you ideas. They cover topics and they go into it in depth. Today they had the Howler Monkeys on, and that was pretty interesting. It's just such a great source of information and a chance to go places. Sometimes they take you on radio adventures, and that's kind of cool. Like the other day, they had the lady who was an Arab who said she was the only Arab writer to write comedy books. She told stories, and she told some of the stories, and it was just very amusing. And what was the question again? I'm John Ink from Wausau, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for education information. It comes to you. You don't have to go hunt it down.
So great to have you listening in, and so great to have you donate in support of the programs you count on. Go to WPR.org or phone us at 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Joy Cardine asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio during our spring membership drive. And maybe your pledge is $5 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. We certainly appreciate and we count on your gift.
And what's really great right now is that whether that pledge is $5 a month or $100 a month, it will be doubled with this dollar-for-dollar match that's going on right now. You know, you can also make your pledge even easier for yourself when you become a sustainer. Choose a monthly amount that's right for you. Maybe it is $10 a month. And then have it charged from your bank account or your credit card.
After you make your pledge today, you're going to feel good every time you turn on the radio. You'll have the satisfaction of knowing that you helped make this station possible.
Wisconsin Public Radio is listener-supported. Your pledge not only guarantees our future, it guarantees your future listening. So pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and you will feel good all day long and all year long.
You know, I've heard from a lot of first-time pledgers who are giving because they've gotten their first job out of college and can finally afford to give. Or we've heard from people who turned 30 and they, boy, that was a long time ago for me, I can tell you for free. But they're grown up now and it's time to give to WPR.
Yeah, giving money to something you believe in, a service that you rely on, that's a great way to commemorate a new phase of your life. We encourage it. You decide the amount. $5 a month is an example of what many first-time donors give. Then go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, there have been times when I thought, oh, I got something here and I paid too much for it. I'll tell you what. This is one case where you're going to get more than you pay for it. WPR is one place where that's true, I think, every day. Consider a gift of $2 a day to support the radio programs you love.
$2 a day. It's hard to buy much for $2 a day. But at Wisconsin Public Radio, $2 a day creates a whole lot of learning and music and news and great talk on the Larry Mueller Show. That works out to $60 a month. So make that gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And don't forget, our dollar-for-dollar match is still in effect. Give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And your support of WPR goes twice as far.
So not only will you get that pledge doubled during this pledge drive, you can also ask for the I Love WPR magnets for your pledge of $5 a month or $60 a year or more. So pledge now. Get the magnets, double the pledge, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you're not already a sustainer, you could become one right now. It's easy to set up. It's convenient. We have ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or maybe from your credit card at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552. Your pledge is really important now during our spring membership drive. Again, go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Great to have you along on the Ideas Network as we talk about travel and air travel with Rick Cini, CEO of FareCompare.com, one of our regular guests and all-around good guys who comes by every so often to help you and me with our travel plans, our air travel plans. Questions, join us at 800-642-1234, email at talk@WPR.org. And Rick, we have a caller from Wisconsin Rapids, Lori, up next. Lori, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My husband and I are planning to travel to Italy in the spring of 2016, and we are going to stay for either 2 or 3 months. Once we know our dates, can we book a round-trip ticket, or do we have to book 2 one-way tickets?
Sure. You'd never, ever, ever want to book a one-way ticket back and forth because airlines don't file one-way fares that are less than $2,000 to $3,000 each way. So you definitely want to book a round-trip ticket. If you are going to stay for 3 months, actually stay for 89 days because many of the cheaper fares have a three-month maximum stay rule.
Oh, okay.
So make it 89 days instead of 90 or 90, whatever you think it is, so you stay underneath that limit. You know, there's a couple different ways. Let me give you some tips on flying to Europe. First of all, when you travel Monday through Thursday, it's called what's off-peak fares, which are typically about $20 to $40 cheaper each way. So weekends, if you leave and return on weekends, and you can do it, you know, on your outbound, you could do weekdays or weekends, save yourself $60 or $70 there.
Okay.
Right now, there's actually a flight on Emirates that's got a lot of competition from New York to Milan. So you could make your way to New York on a ticket. You could take Emirates. Right now, the price to Milan is ridiculously low. Certainly, the most expensive city there is Rome to fly to. It's one of the top three most expensive cities, including London and Paris.
Okay.
So it depends on when you want to go as well. What time of year are you leaving? You said spring, right?
Right. We're thinking April, May, June.
Right. So let me give you a few tips there. So basically around May 13th every year, prices jump up into summer rates. So if you leave on or before May 13th next year, you'll save yourself some money as well. And you want to start shopping about 5 months before departure. So for that May departure, you'd be looking at sort of shopping in the November, December timeframe.
Okay. Well, that's why I know I wanted to plan ahead of time so that I could start thinking about the dates that when it came time to purchase, we knew exactly when we were going.
Yeah, so so you got a little bit of time to wait. You can kick the tires right now. I'm looking at prices for you could actually buy your tickets 11 months in advance. I don't recommend that. Actually, for domestic tickets, it's about 3 months is when you want to start ahead and about 5 months for international tickets. Now, international Caribbean is more like domestic, so we're talking about going to Asia or to Europe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's very helpful. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Thanks a lot for calling. And Mary, in Madison, it's your turn. Hi, Mary.
Hi. I have a question. I need to buy a ticket to go to Sacramento in June, mid-June, and then returning early August. I wanted to know, when should I purchase that?
Sure.
And are there any sales or discounts coming up?
Sure. I get that question all the time. I'm in the business. I'm a geek techie guy. We're looking at all the data trying to predict some of this stuff. What city are you leaving out of?
Madison.
Madison to Sacramento. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the current price right now for that kind of trip is running about $470 round trip right now.
Uh-huh.
For June departures. The cheapest days right now are to fly on are Saturday. If you look at Saturday tickets, at least on June the 2nd, that's one of the cheap days to fly. The price is in the lower $400 range out of Madison. Now, some of the surrounding airports, you save about $150 round trip, depending on what you want to do. That requires you to drive at least an hour, hour and a half, or maybe two in some cases.
Yeah, Milwaukee or one, I suppose, or... Yeah.
Uh-huh. So those are your choices. I don't see that price going down. Right now, you need to be shopping for June travel right now. So you need to buy your ticket in the next couple of weeks because that price will go up, especially it'll go up, in mid-May. When you're 30 days out or inside of 30 days before departure, that's when airlines really understand your patterns. If you get inside 14 days, they're going to start treating you like your boss is buying your ticket and he can afford three or four more times. He or she can afford three or four more times the ticket.
There you go. Good luck. And, you know, in the Wisconsin State Journal, our daily newspaper in the Madison area, I just read this morning that the Madison Airport is of the top 100 busiest airports in the United States. The Madison Airport is the most expensive one to fly out of.
It is, yeah. It's really tough when you have a regional airport when it only has a handful of carriers that service it. We had these massive mega mergers over the last 6 years, starting off with Delta and Northwest. Northwest being very popular up in your neck of the woods, and then United Continental, Southwest. West AirTran, now American and U.S. Airways. There's just not a lot of competition. There was a lot more competition out of the regional airports, but not as much. And therefore, the price has gone up much higher on those cities than they have on the bigger cities.
And there's a huge amount, a disproportionate almost amount of business travel coming in and out of Madison, which also doesn't help.
Yeah, it makes – well, what happens is, if you buy your ticket 3 months ahead of time leaving Madison, some business traveler's buying that ticket inside of 14 days or 7 days. Basically, they're paying $800 or $900 for their domestic trip. You're trying to pay between $250 and $400,
yeah.
And you're sitting right next to them.
Yeah, there you go. We have Cindy in Whitewater up next with a question. Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
Well, I am traveling from O'Hare to Okinawa, Japan, and I'm looking at leaving very beginning of August and staying for a couple of weeks.
Sure. So let's talk about going to Asia a little bit. The same sort of rules apply for the Monday through Thursday rule. It's cheaper to go during that time frame.
Okay.
And 14 days is a perfect amount of time. That means you're staying a Saturday night. That means at least 6 or 7 days. So you have to stay a Saturday night. Most of the fares require a Saturday night. And the very cheapest fares sometimes have a 30-day maximum stay. So you're under that limit right now. You said you wanted to go in June for 2 weeks, right?
No, August, the beginning of August, and then, yeah.
Yeah, so you're in August. So the beginning of August is considered to be high season, but there's a drop in price on August the 10th to Okinawa. So if you look at August the 11th, it's running about $1,300. And on August the 10th, it's running about $1,500 right now.
So a couple hundred bucks more.
Yeah. So if you leave on the 12th or the 11th, you can find a ticket right now in the $1,300 round trip range.
Okay. Well, even when I was checking on my own, I couldn't find anything under 17. So
yeah, I'm looking at a 14-day trip right now on it's on ANA. Well, this one's on Eva Air and also connecting with Alaska, which is one of their partners. So look for Eva Air connecting with United. You can look on our website. All the other ticket prices right now are in the $1,500 to $1,700 range. So that's an interesting connection. The other thing you can do is most of the cheaper tickets to Asia, especially into Japan, are from the West Coast, San Francisco, Seattle, now that Delta is actually doing out of Seattle. So sometimes it's better to get a domestic ticket into Los Angeles, San Francisco, or Seattle, and then buy that super cheap Japanese ticket out of there, then split your trip up.
No.
Okay. Yeah, that's a possibility as well.
All right.
And the same Yeah, the same rules would apply from the West Coast, the Monday through Thursday.
Yeah, so on international trips, they have basically weekend, which is more expensive, and midweek pricing.
Yep.
Okay, great. All right.
Thank you, Cindy, for calling. And Sarah in Winona, Minnesota, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So I'm looking to book a flight from Minneapolis to Vancouver in late July. I think July 22nd is when we'd be leaving. We'd be traveling with an infant, so I have some specific requirements. I want to fly with Delta. I want it to be a nonstop flight and not arriving in the evening. So it looks like there's one flight option.
So, and yeah. So what time? What was that? It was late July, you said?
July 22nd, I think, would be the departure date.
July the 22nd. I'm looking right now. So on Delta... On Delta right now, that's running about $600 round trip.
Okay, I was seeing $710 just a couple of days ago.
Yeah, so it's at 620 round trip. There's a couple nonstops. One of them's at 620, one's at 769 for a week long trip. Depending on what day you return,
We'd be coming back August 10th, I believe.
Okay, so you're staying several weeks then,
or at least a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so that same $620 fare is available on United at 620 and 630 on Delta. So I don't expect that price to come down much on nonstops right now.
My question was that I understand the prices are supposed to start going down at about 100 days out, and they've only gone up since I've been watching the past couple months.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at our price trend graph on our site. It looks like it's been heading down a little bit the last day and a half or so. The big issue is that we see the price drops on the connecting flights into Vancouver. So United has a connecting flight through Denver, for example, and those are running about $50 to $100 cheaper than the nonstops.
Oh. Yeah.
So you're basically, the airlines are charging a premium for convenience right now, and summertime is a time for them where the demand is good. We just saw, for example, United yesterday tried to do an airfare hike. Nobody followed on, but airlines, when you see that they're doing airfare hikes, that means they feel that demand is pretty good. So that usually tells me that ticket prices aren't going to go down much, and especially for nonstops where you have the biggest demand from business travelers.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you, Sarah. Good luck. Appreciate your call very much. Visiting with Rick Cini, CEO of FareCompare.com, and taking a look at air travel. And speaking of travel, one of our big travelers here at Wisconsin Public Radio is Joy Cardine.
I like to travel around Wisconsin, and yeah, I'm going to be taking a WPR trip to Alaska pretty soon.
So I know.
Looking forward to that.
So that's going to be a lot of fun. And it's also fun. It's kind of fun to talk about our membership drive and supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. I like to do it because I think we've got a great service here. And I tell you what, you can help that service right now with your contribution. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 right now. Make your gift in support of the programs you count on, and we have a dollar-for-dollar match going on.
Yeah, we do. So let's take advantage of this dollar-for-dollar match up to $5,700 in effect right now, and there's still plenty left on the table. It's a great time to pledge because current members, including Mount Street Yoga, the Terry and Vern Hallubeck Family Foundation, and 9XM Leadership Circle members Sharon and Bob in Middleton, will double every dollar you give. So generous, and it's their way of inspiring you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. Double the impact of your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You've been enjoying the conversation today with Rick Cini about traveling with the kids, and we're taking a look at air travel over time in just a bit. But I think this program is an example of the interesting and important informational and conversations that we have on this show.
And all sorts of great advice. I can't tell you, Larry, how I know now the best days to buy airline tickets, and I know that I'm going to pay a premium if I want that nonstop. It's just a lot of good, practical, and valuable advice. So take a few minutes right now to make this program and many more programs possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you, and then make your pledge at WPR.org or 888- 202-2552.
And you get to decide the amount of your pledge. Every pledge matters. Every pledge helps pay for the programs you enjoy here on WPR. And during this drive, you can ask for your I Love WPR magnets when you give $60 or more.
You'll get one large and one small magnet, and you can stick them on your car or wherever you want to stick your magnet. I have one on my car, and it's kind of nice to drive around, show off my support for Wisconsin Public Radio, and I have seen some on the road already, so that's really great. Show your love for WPR. Ask for these magnets when you give $60 or more. That's $5 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You enjoy listening to Wisconsin Public Radio, and that means we depend on a lot of sources for funding because we're a commercial free. We rely on state, federal, and corporate funding. Those are important.
But the single largest piece of the budget comes from you. Your support makes the difference. It's the backbone of our funding. So do make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Public radio has enriched my life in so many ways. When I was a new mother back in the 1990s, and I became hooked on Wisconsin Public Radio. I've been an avid listener, and each day of my life is enriched because of the depth of the topics offered, the balanced dialogue that the hosts and the guests both offer. The Ideas Network makes me a better mother and a better citizen, and I'm so thankful for it.
Pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Joy Cardine, asking for your support of WPR during this spring membership drive. Maybe your gift is $10 or $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
You know, Wisconsin legislators are busy planning the state budget for the next 2 years, and there's a debate about the level of funding for Wisconsin Public Broadcasting. As proposed, the budget would result in a $3 million annual cut in state support for public broadcasting, and that funding has been essential to delivering programs throughout the state.
Wisconsin Public Broadcasting is working hard to address this challenge as the budget process goes forward, and listener support continues to be a very vital part of the WPR budget. Your donation, more important than ever, at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
And remember, your pledge will be doubled while we have this dollar-for-dollar match in effect during this hour of the Larry Mueller Show. So make that pledge of any amount, and our generous donors will double it. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Maybe you've been on vacation or your car didn't, the radio didn't work, and you felt like something was missing when you couldn't listen to WPR for a while. And then when you get WPR back, you feel good.
Yeah, you do. You know, so I do travel around the state a lot, Larry. And when I'm driving, I'm always listening to Wisconsin Public Radio.
Me too.
And we have good coverage all over the state, but there are a few pockets here and there.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, no, I can't find public. So when you see how happy you are to have the familiar voices back, to have your companions with you as you're traveling along, that's when you realize how important WPR is in your life. The way to keep it here is to support it with your contribution. Make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You listen to WPR because you can count on information, entertainment, great talks. You make Wisconsin a better place just by listening and being a more well-rounded person.
You're a listener to Wisconsin Public Radio. Now take the next step and become a member. Your first ever donation of, say, $5 a month makes Wisconsin a place where great radio is available to everyone. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And our dollar-for-dollar match is still in effect. Please give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Your support of WPR is going to go twice as far.
And thanks to Jennifer in La Crosse, who pledged and says, thank you for all you do, the great stories, the great hosts, and the great guests. So thank you so much, Jennifer, for pledging. You can pledge, too, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your pledge right now, so important during the spring membership drive. Again, go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. So happy to have you with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here taking a look at airfare with Rick Seney. Rick is CEO of FareCompare.com. He's been a regular guest on our show for a long, long time now, and it's always wonderful to have him with us. We've talked about travel to different destinations. We've talked about traveling with youngsters. And a little bit, we're going to be talking about the good old days, quote, quote, of air travel with him. But we're going to take some calls right now. We have some folks who've been waiting a little bit. So let's go to Lynn in Waukesha next. And Lynn, thank you for waiting. Hi. Lynn, are you there? Oh, yeah, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
Regarding TSA PreCheck, I took your advice several months ago and applied for it and received it. I got the global, and it's been great. But my question is, my husband, who travels even more than me, doesn't seem to have an incentive to get it himself because randomly, 99% of the time, he gets it anyway.
Yeah,
what gives?
Yeah, what gives, yeah. So the TSA, which governs this particular program, the Transportation Security Administration, which is part of Homeland Security now, they were allowing and automatically changing people's tickets. And if you were with American or Delta, they would automatically do that. They are now stopping that practice. So there was a lot of people that were upset. They paid the $100 like you did for Global Entry, which includes PreCheck, or $85 for 5 years for PreCheck. And then all these people were in line, and it was supposed to be a faster line and easier to go through, and it wasn't, because they were randomly selecting people to go through. The reason they were doing that was try to get more people quicker through the security lines. But that practice is being stopped. So I got a feeling your husband is probably going to end up going through the body scanner and taking his shoes off and his liquids and his computers out pretty soon here. They said they're going to stop it almost every now. At smaller airports, they may have a little bit different philosophy depending on what airport you're going through, but that practice is going to stop.
Okay.
You can tell him.
I'll let him know.
You know, I would tell him, and besides Global Entry, if he ever flies internationally, he gets through customs and immigration much faster. You just basically put your hand on the scanner and you're off to the races. So much easier to handle that way.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Lynn. Appreciate your call. Bill and Nina, you are next. Thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi. How would you plan a cheap trip to Hawaii in terms of the months and your departure routing?
Right. So Hawaii is one of my favorite places to visit. I've probably been there over a dozen different times to almost all the islands that are inhabited. And so if you want to get a cheap ticket to Hawaii, you need to start shopping about 3 to 4 months in advance. You have to pick your time kind of wisely. Certainly, if you're going during Christmas time or Thanksgiving, you're going to pay a pretty penny because that's the high season for Hawaii. They do have a dry season there as well. So the dry season typically is the spring and the fall, and you'll have the wet season, which is during sort of November all the way up until sort of the March to April time frame. A couple different ways to do it. I've seen some sales that are ridiculously cheap from airports like Chicago in Minneapolis. It's much more expensive to go out of regional airports. So if you're going out of, for example, Madison or La Crosse or one of the cities there, it's going to be much more expensive to do that. You can also break up your trip going to Hawaii. It's actually a fairly lengthy trip. If you actually have a domestic ticket, you stay or you just connect or buy two separate tickets and you can fly out of Los Angeles or Seattle or San Francisco, the prices are much cheaper. That's typically what we do. We typically stay in Los Angeles or even buy a ticket to Los Angeles or use a free ticket to Los Angeles and then buy the ticket to Hawaii.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks very much for calling. Appreciate your call.
Sure. I'd also mention, too, that you got Honolulu and Maui are usually the two cheapest, but you can fly to Kauai, but only if you connect in the West Coast.
Lori in Appleton has a question for you. Hi, Lori.
Hi. Say, I had a couple questions. One is, my husband is 6'8", and we always end up having to pay the extra fees to get legroom now, and even with that, sometimes it's pretty questionable unless it's bulkhead. So my one question is there any way you can avoid all the upcharge extra fees for that?
Well, so on that particular question, it's typically what happens is the way to avoid those things is to achieve some sort of status on the airlines, some sort of elite status. If you're only flying a couple times a year, it's very difficult to achieve elite status on airlines. I'm assuming you're talking about Delta. Is that the airline he typically flies?
Delta or United.
United, yeah. So all three of the major legacy airlines have a special section right after first class. It usually has anywhere from 5 to 6 inches of extra legroom.
Right.
Now, there also are bulkhead seats. There's actually several sites out there that sort of have charts of all the seating and what you try to do. But there's really no way to avoid that except when you have flights that aren't very full. At the last minute, at the 24-hour mark, they have to release all those seats,
right.
And they do it sort of in first-in, last-out order. But it's very rare that you have a flight that's not very full nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you picked flights, for example, on Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday, which are the slowest days to travel, that's one way to do it. There's also some branded credit cards will allow you to do some things in certain cases. They have specials. Like, for example, American Express will reimburse up to $200 of any fees, including legroom fees.
Oh.
So you can look at that as well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They used to have mercy on them and give them an exit row, but now they make you pay for that, too.
Yeah, so there's only a handful of ways, and some of them are potluck at the end, and some of them are related to credit cards. And the real way to do that is achieve elite status, where you automatically get upgraded in that area at no cost.
There you go. Good luck, Larry. Thank you so much for calling. Karen in Middleton, thank you for calling. What can we do for you?
Hi, my husband and I are going on a cruise that departs from Juneau. It's at the end of July, and wondered what we should consider.
Sure, yeah. So if you're heading from, let's assume you're going from Milwaukee or Chicago.
Or Chicago, sure.
Chicago, yeah. So if you looked at for example, Chicago right now during that time frame, which is the July time frame, and by the way, you need to be shopping right now.
Okay.
You're looking at ticket prices. I'm just looking here on our site. They range in price really from $600 to a high of almost $900 round trip right now.
What
day is your cruise? What day is your cruise?
I'm not certain, but we can be flexible with our schedule.
Yeah, so depending on what your cruise schedule is and if you can go there a day early, the Tuesday prices are in the low 600s, and the Monday, Friday, Sunday prices are close to $750 to $800 round trip.
Mm. Okay, but this is the time that we should be shopping. Is there any airline in particular that we should look at? Or
you're not going to have a huge amount of choices. Alaska Airlines flies out of Chicago, for example, if you're going to do that. You also have United out of Chicago. If you're flying out of Milwaukee, you also have Delta as your choice. So you won't have any low-cost airline choices to Anchorage other than Alaska Airlines out of Chicago.
This is actually Juneau, but...
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, into Juneau as well. I was actually looking at Anchorage, but it's very similar. Actually, my wife was born in Juneau, so I'm quite familiar with the area.
You've been there a couple of times.
Yeah.
Do you think the prices are about the same, a range of $600 to $900 right now?
Actually, to Juneau, they're actually a little bit cheaper. They're running at about $620 round trip right now. So just slightly cheaper than Anchorage right now, because you can actually, for example, you can go on American Airlines onto U.S. Airways through Chicago. It's one of your choices. Alaska also flies through Chicago as well. Now, I'll tell you right now, with one stop, that's about a 12-hour trip. So be prepared for a long day.
Sure. Oh. Okay, thanks so much.
Oh, thanks so much for calling. Appreciate your call. Visiting today with Rick Seeney. Rick is the CEO of FareCompare.com, taking a look at air travel with him. Jan posted a question on Facebook, flying to England to board a cruise, going to Iceland and Norway. Wonders about her prescriptions and anything she needs to do on the prescriptions side in terms of for both boat or plane.
Nothing in particular. Okay, so if you You know, you have a one-quart bag that you can take through security, but if you have medications and stuff like that, you could actually take two-quart bags. It's one of the rules people don't know. So depending on what your prescriptions are, I would absolutely never, ever check my prescriptions. I would always carry them on with me, first of all. You need them with you, and you know, the worst trips that ever happen is when people have their bags that are lost.
Yeah.
especially if you're heading on a cruise, it's even harder to get that bag to you if you have to head out of port. So definitely take your prescriptions with you. Nothing special through security. Don't worry if you have, like, if it, you know, some people have prescriptions that include liquid that's over 3.4 ounces. You can, but you need to negotiate that with the TSA ahead of time so that they know what these things are, and it has to be an actual prescription bottle.
Rick Cini, CEO of FairCompare.com, talking about prescriptions, and I've got a prescription for success here in our spring membership drive, and that's if you take a look right now. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Our prescription for success is when you contribute. And Joy Cardine with me to sort of help the process along. We're doing fairly well, but we've got a ways to go yet.
We do. We are inching toward our goal, and we have that dollar-for-dollar match in effect right now from current members, including Mount Street Yoga, the Terry and Vern Hollubeck Family Foundation, and 9XM Leadership Circle members Sharon and Bob in Middleton. So your gift of $50 will turn into $100, or your $100 gift turns into $200. You get the idea. Take advantage of this dollar-for-dollar match. Double your support for WPR programs right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Think of some of the regular guests who we have on this program between 11 and 12:30. Certainly Rick Cini of FairCompare.com has been our guest for many, many times. Sandy Sawchuk helps us with our pets. Scott Craven is always happy to speculate about your wildlife sightings. And our weather guys, Steve Ackerman and John Martin, the last Monday of the month. And our bird guy, Bill Volkert. So lots of great regular guests.
They cover topics near and dear to your heart. They give you advice and ideas. Because you've come to trust and appreciate all of Larry's great guests, support this program with your dollars. It's easy. Just go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
During this membership drive, you can get the new I Love WPR magnets when you give $60. That's $5 a month or more. Your donation supports the programs you count on, and you can also get those cool magnets.
You can get one large and one small magnet. You can stick them on your car or your lunchbox or your refrigerator. Show your love for WPR. Pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm Meg from Weyerhaeuser, Wisconsin. Join me as a sustainer of Wisconsin Public Radio. One thing I like about it is that I feel like I'm making a bigger contribution, but I also like it because it's ongoing and I don't have to worry about calling in for pledge drives and so forth. I feel like it's something that I depend on a regular basis, and so I think it's only fair that I contribute on a regular basis. I depend on it so much. It's just part of my life.
I know Wisconsin Public Radio is part of your life, and I hope you'll give right now at WPR.org or phone us at 888-202-2552. I'm Larry Mueller with Joy Cardine, and it's you know, we're at crunch time here, Joy, with this dollar-for-dollar match.
Only a couple of minutes left in the hour. This dollar-for-dollar match, up to $5,700, is only in effect until noon. So just a couple of minutes, really, left for you to take advantage of this great opportunity to double your pledge. Double the impact of your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we have about $2,000 left. We don't want to leave that on the table.
Never, never. You never want to leave dollar-for-dollar matching grants on the table. So we can take advantage of this grant by you making your pledge. Double your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
One way to do it would be to consider a 9XM leadership gift of $100 a month or more. That would
do it.
help us get there in a hurry.
Yeah, that does actually come down to less than $4 a day. It makes all the news and talk and music and entertainment that you count on from WPR possible. So give what you can, any amount, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
WPR is your radio station. It's your intelligence, involvement, and high expectations shape everything you hear on these airwaves.
Thank you so much for making sure that Wisconsin and beyond has this vital, strong public radio service. WPR is your station because you fund it. Take that step. Take that responsibility right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have that dollar-for-dollar match up to $5,700. It's in effect right now. We're at still have about $2,000 to go there, and we don't want to leave it on the table here. It's a great time to pledge. Current members, including Mount Street Yoga, the Terry and Vern Hollebeck Family Foundation, 9XM Leadership Circle members, Sharon and Bob in Middleton, they're doubling every dollar you give. It's their way of inspiring you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. Double your impact right now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Yeah, just less than a minute to go for this dollar-for-dollar match to double your pledge. So if you've been waiting for the right moment, this is the right moment. Show your support for the Larry Mueller Show and double your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We'll be talking some more with Rick Senior. But in the meantime, do it right now. Make your pledge at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Take a quick look at the news, and then we'll be right back with Rick Cena. You stay with us. Whether you're planning to go on a once-in-a-lifetime trip around the world, or maybe it's just a quick hop to see a family in a few states over, it makes good sense to research your air travel plans. Larry Mueller here. Thanks for joining us today on the Ideas Network. One of the best ways to be a smart consumer is to listen to Rick Cena and what he has to say. He is the founder and CEO of FareCompare.com, and he helps us navigate the world of airfares, keeps us informed of the trends in the industry. And Rick, thanks again so much for taking time to be with us today.
Sure, you're quite welcome.
You know, you had another great article in FareCompare.com about sort of the good old days of air travel.
So I have columns on ABC News each week, USA Today every 2 weeks, and also on FoxNews.com every 2 weeks. So you can always catch my columns there. I also write on FareCompare.com. And one of the things I love to do is learn about the history of flying and sort of what was occurring. And this column was about basically what it looked like in 1954. The airline tickets were $99 each way, which seems awfully good, except for that's almost $2,000 round trip in today's dollars. Also, it was interesting too, you know, in researching the article, in 1993, Boeing actually had airplanes, and they actually called the space above your head a hat rack. Now it's carry your kitchen sink or anything else you can possibly shove in for free. So it was sort of interesting too, as most people don't know this, that 1978 airline deregulation occurred, which before that time actually the government set the price of airline tickets.
Yeah, so things weren't necessarily. I mean, there were some good things. I think there was more and better service. There's more room, I think.
Yeah, there was more room. Only about half of all flights were full. That means you pretty much had a seat to yourself, including one next door to you. And I think the big difference, too, is if you look at the actual statistics of how many people actually flew in the United States or had actually took trips. In 1978, it was 275 million when it was much, much more expensive. And now it's over 850 million that actually are taking trips.
Well, we have Kathy in Oshkosh who's going somewhere. Let's find out where. Kathy, hi. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for the program.
What can we do for you?
We've got a wedding in Charlottesville, Virginia, but we're hopeful to tour some of Washington, D.C. We're living in Oshkosh, so I would hope that you could give us some advice.
Sure. Washington is one of the cheapest places in the country to fly from. What's your closest airport?
Milwaukee or Green Bay.
Okay, so let's just take a look at Milwaukee. What time of year are you going?
The first week in August.
In August, yeah. So we'll take a look there. Yeah, so really, if you're looking, I mean, you have so many different options out of Milwaukee. All of them are running about $270 round trip. Mm-hmm. So there's no nonstops out of Milwaukee. You'll have to connect. The only nonstop is on Southwest Airlines, it looks like. So, and it's running about $295 round trip. So you can take Southwest Airlines, or the airlines are connecting Continental, Delta, and American. Also, U.S. Airways, which is now American. So that is a great price. And I see prices as low on certain days as $253 round trip. So if you leave on a Tuesday, for example, come back on a Tuesday, you're looking under $250 round trip. That's what I would shoot for. And I'd be buying it. You can buy it right now. I'd be perfectly happy with you buying that ticket.
Yeah, do it right now. And thanks for it. Good luck, Kathy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Joe in Bayfield, your turn. Hi, Joe.
Yes, hi. I just called for Larry and Joy's satisfaction. I was listening to you for half an hour, and I just called the funds and said that we are members who give once a month out of our checking account. And could I have two magnets? So she said, certainly. I appreciate that.
Ah, wonderful. I'm glad you did that.
Right. We have 14 grandchildren, and I have promised each of them that I would take them on a trip when they got to be 10, 11, 12, 13, or whatever, before they got too busy. And my question for Rick is, we are Southwest devotees. We love it. The customer service is outstanding. We live in Bayfield, which, Larry, you might want to know the headlines today. Bayfield names to one of Smithsonian's 20 best small towns to visit.
Ah, wonderful.
And you come up here, don't you?
I'll be there on May 15th to broadcast.
Great. That's what I figured. Okay. So what I want to do is a couple things. I want to take a 16-year-old granddaughter to Albuquerque, and I kind of gave up on checking prices because they were so high. My preference would be to fly out of Milwaukee if it's cheaper than Chicago. She lives in Chicago, so we could do either one. And into, I don't know, you fly directly to Albuquerque? I want to go to Santa Fe.
Yeah, so you can go to Albuquerque. Actually, I was born and raised in El Paso, which is on one of the closest cities
next door
to Albuquerque. Albuquerque is not close to anything. You can actually fly directly to Santa Fe as well.
Oh, you can.
Yeah, there's some, but it's on a little small puddle jumper plane. Typically, you would connect in Albuquerque, for example. But
maybe I should just rent a car in Albuquerque.
Yeah, most people actually do rent a car in Albuquerque and take the drive up.
Right.
And so, you know, there's a couple different things. And you said you wanted to go in the August time frame, is that?
Well, you know, when they get to be 16, it's hard to find time. And she's looking at colleges. So I'm thinking August is our best bet for me to get her.
Yeah. Well, you're going to have warmer. Should be cheaper then, wouldn't it? Or isn't it?
Yeah. So, look, I'm looking from Milwaukee to Albuquerque right now. The airport code is ABQ, by the way, for those of you typing along with me. It's looking right at $400 round trip. So I'm looking for some days that it might be a little bit cheaper. You know, it drops in price around August the 25th. The price drops to about $340 round trip. At the moment, it's a little bit early to shop for late August. It depends on which one would you say daughter or son is going to go back to school. If they're going to go back to school in late August, you might be able to sneak in there after August the 23rd and go for 2 or 3 or 4 days. You can find that ticket right now for about $360 round trip. Otherwise, the rest of the days in August, I'm looking to see if there's anything in July at all that's cheap. Typically, there would not be. So I'm just, So that's about as cheap as it gets in the high 300s right now.
Oh, yes, I was pulling up $400 and $500.
Yeah, no, there's days that it's, I see $700 and $800 on the weekends, for example. I see, for example, in mid-July right now, $420 round trip. So the best you're going to get is a little bit under $400 unless you leave after August 23rd.
There you go.
Okay, and also go on a Tuesday, a Wednesday, or a Saturday and make your trip either start or end on one of those days. You'll save yourself some money.
Oh, great. Thank you. Well, I can't go in July because I'm taking her brother and his cousin, who are 15, to Portland for a fishing trip.
Yeah, so
the best day right now
is August the 18th. So if you can go on August the 18th, you're in the mid-300s.
Oh, August 18th. Thank you.
That's a Tuesday.
Yeah, there you go.
And that's Southwest?
Actually, that one is on Delta, but I'm sure Southwest will connect to Albuquerque. They may actually have a nonstop. Let me see if Southwest has a nonstop. They do have a nonstop to Albuquerque right now as well. It's running about $50 more.
That's okay. What is that?
It's about
400.
Yeah, for that one ticket is 380, and the other one on Southwest is about 445.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
And then I can't go in July because of the fishing trip for her 15-year-old brother and his 14-year-old cousin. And that is July 5th through 10th, flying into Portland from either Chicago or Milwaukee.
Hmm. Yeah, so let's take a look in July. So in July, that's at the very peak of the season. So
yeah. You're going to pay
through
the nose.
You're asking me
to
come up with a miracle here with airlines. There is on Saturday, July 11th. It's the U.S. Airways actually has the cheapest flight, and it's actually going into Portland via Phoenix. Not a great connection, but it's running in the low $400s right now. The rest of them are in the low to mid 500s.
Yeah, there you go, Joe. Thanks a lot for good luck. Thank you for calling, Dave in Dickeyville. I want to give you a chance to join in too, Dave. Hi, thanks for calling.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I've got a boy that's going to be going to Spain for a semester of school.
Yeah.
What do you suggest?
So where's he going?
Spain?
He's going to Spain. I'm not sure.
Well, there's really two major locations where you would likely fly. The biggest one would be Madrid, and the other would be Barcelona. Okay. Madrid tends to be the cheaper place to fly to, especially if you're flying out of the northeast or northwest, out of Minneapolis right now. Let's take a look at it. It's one of the cheapest cities right now, Minneapolis or Chicago. If you're going to Madrid, what time of year is he going?
Probably the fall semester.
Probably late August.
Yeah, perfect. So the prices drop on August the 13th going into Madrid. They're running right now about $1,231 round trip. How long is he actually staying there?
It'd be months.
For 1 month, yes.
Yeah, so no, it'd be like four or five months. Yeah, it's
for the entire semester. So looking at that ticket, and you can't buy one-way tickets because the one-way ticket right now is $2,800. It's twice as much as the round trip ticket, or two and a half times more than the round trip ticket. So I would suggest you sort of pick a day to come back for your round trip. You can always change your ticket if you have to change your day. There will be a $300 charge to change your ticket, but it's way cheaper than actually buying two one-ways. And you can get that trip on Delta right now at about $1,270 round trip. Their partner Air France also flies that as well. And United is just a little bit higher, about $10 higher on United.
There you go. Good luck, Dave. Thanks a lot for calling. And Jenny in Minocqua, your turn. Hi, Jenny.
Yes, we are flying to Fort Lauderdale from northern Wisconsin. in January, and I was wondering when we should start looking and how much we should expect to pay.
Right. So for domestic flights, if you're looking in January, you want to start shopping about 3 months in advance. You can actually shop too early, which would be way too early right now for that January trip. So you'd be looking at shopping in sort of the October timeframe. What's your closest airport to heading to Fort Lauderdale?
Well, there's some regional, which I'm sure we're going to pay more, Mosinee, Wisconsin,
yeah.
Or then Minneapolis.
Right. So I'm looking out of out of the airport, and it's looking at about $450 round trip, and Minneapolis is about 30% cheaper right now. It's still way too early to buy because these tickets are in the $450 range. You should be able to find that ticket in no more than about $330 round trip, especially if you're not traveling in the first week in January.
Yeah, so there you go. Thank you very much for calling, Jenny. Appreciate your call. Rick Cini, Rick, it's always such a pleasure to be able to talk with you. I always look forward to it. Thank you so much.
Sure, you're quite welcome.
Rick Cini is CEO of FairCompare.com. He's done wonderful things for us, and I know he saved many people a lot of money and a lot of angst and hardship as well. And you know what? I think that's probably worth some money, and that's what I want to talk with you about right now. And Joy Cardine's with me, too, and she wants to talk about it as well. We count on you. We count on you for support. You count on WPR's Ideas Network for talk about issues, that, as we say, that matter to you. And WPR counts on you to help keep those discussions on the air. So I hope you'll give now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
And Larry, I have some really great news. We did make that dollar for dollar match challenge that we had in our last hour. We matched more than $5,700 in pledges, so that is just wonderful. Thank you so much. We also want to welcome new 9XM Leadership Circle members who did contribute during that last pledge break and pledged more than $100 a month. So thank you so very much for your pledge. You can pledge any amount. It helps pay for the programs that you value. It helps support the Larry Mueller Show and all of the great shows on Wisconsin Public Radio. Make a pledge of any amount to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I know you've been enjoying the conversation today with Rick Cini. He's great, has great travel advice, and it's kind of fun to talk with him once in a while about things like air travel history. That was kind of fun for me. Hope it was for you, too. I think this program's an example of the kind of interesting, informative, and substantial conversations that we have on this show.
Now take a few minutes to make this program and many more programs possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you. Maybe it's $5 a month or $10 a month. Then make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You give to WPR to support the programs you love. And as an added incentive, we have something special during the spring membership drive. When you give $60 or more, $5 a month, ask for the I Love WPR magnets.
You will get one large one and one small magnet. Stick one on your car. Show off your support. Ask for the magnets now. Show your support for WPR when you make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I have many favorites. I like the music for casual listening, but when I want to pay attention, when I want to do intentional listening, then I like anything that Larry Mueller does. I do like Chapter a Day. In fact, I usually try to catch that twice, both early in the day and late at night. I like Saturday morning, Classics by Request, and I love the folk music program on Sunday evening. I like all the NPR offerings, especially Prairie Home Companion and All Things Considered. I listen all the time. I'm Lorraine Henning from Eau Claire, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for intellectual stimulation.
Lorraine, you are a peach. Thank you so much for your contribution. And what about you now? If you can make your donation right now in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Joy Cardine. We're asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. And maybe your pledge is $5 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. We had someone phone in a $100 a month pledge just a few minutes ago, actually. We really appreciate and count on every single gift, including yours.
Yeah, gifts of $100 a month, that's $1,200 a year, are important for our future. So help us stay strong and continue to grow with a leadership gift. If you can do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Larry, I wanted to mention that we did so well in the first hour of the show that right now, if we get 4 more pledges, we will have met the goal for the entire hour and a half. So I think we can exceed that, but let's try a minute to pledge, huh?
A pledge a minute.
A pledge a minute.
I really think we can do that. And, you know, it starts with your gift. Maybe it's a gift of $100 a month. That's $1,200 for the year. There, it's really important to our future. Maybe it's $5 a month. Anyway, help us stay strong and continue to grow. A leadership gift that would be wonderful at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, you don't get a show like the Larry Mueller Show anywhere else. This show is a gem. It is a treasure. You get to hear from all of Larry's great guest experts on travel, on pets, on computers, on everything imaginable. And you get to hear Larry. Larry has such a great rapport with all of his guests, and he asks all the right questions, and that laugh, you can't get that laugh anywhere else. So show your support by making a pledge of an amount that's right for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, I laughed in a grocery store and somebody came up to me and said, "You're Larry Mueller, aren't you? I'd know that laugh anywhere."
That is hilarious. You know, we hear from donors all the time. One said, "Every day, WPR brightens my mind, it raises my spirit, and it piques my curiosity." Another said, "WPR is the best deal ever."
So wow.
So thanks a lot for these comments. This is possible because of members like you. And if you haven't done your part and feel the same way that these other WPR listeners do, now is the time to keep it going with your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
WPR is personally important to you, I hope. It's probably also important for you that everyone in the state has access to this high-quality information and entertainment.
So become a member with a contribution of $5 a month, and you're not only doing something that's good for you, yourself, you're doing something that's good for the entire community, the entire state of Wisconsin and beyond. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, we still have a couple more to go to reach our goal. We've got to be able to do this.
Two more pledges. We can
do
that.
Two more pledges in 2 minutes. We've got to be able to do that. You've made that decision to listen to WPR. Now is the time to support us financially. It's just as simple as that. Go to WPR.org, make your contribution there, or phone 888-202-2552.
Give an amount that's right for you. And I know sometimes that's the hardest part, is figuring that out. So consider this. Say you hear 3 things a day that you're really glad you learned about. If you paid a dime for each one of those, that would work out to $10 a month. So how about $10 a month? Make that contribution now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And here we are. We got a couple minutes to go, and we still have we're sitting on 2 more pledges. We got to get 2 more contributions here before the show is over. You know what? We've got that WPR magnet right now. Yours for a pledge of $5 a month, $60 or more at WPR.org or at 888 888- 202-2552. And we're going to have to go away pretty soon here. We got 30 seconds. We got to go away.
30 seconds for you to go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and say, I pledge this amount to Wisconsin Public Radio because I love the Larry Mueller Show and I value this service. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Don't make me go back and give another pledge. I've given several already. Do it right now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. And thank you.